You're listening to the Meditation and Mindfulness Podcast. This podcast aims to motivate and inspire you in your practice. My name is Christian Neteson, and a few years back, I stumbled on meditation, and it has completely changed my life. I'm sitting down with other meditators to talk about their practice, the lessons they have learned, and what they want the world to know. Before we begin this episode, I'd like to show my support to all the meditation challengers who took part in the November challenge to make meditation a stable habit in their life. December is around the corner, and with that, you can sign up for the new meditation challenge in our online community. Check the link in the podcast to join. For this episode, I'll be talking to Mike Finney about open awareness meditation and levitating things with your mind. Welcome, Finney, on the fourth episode of the podcast. Happy to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, Mike, excited to do this podcast with you. We've known each other for quite some time now, doing different things on the server. And for the people who don't know you, Finney, tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you and what do you do in life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the internet, which reaches the greatest number of people, I am known as Finney Can Help. So that's F-I-N-N-E-Y, Can Help. And I've made that my unique identifier, so to speak, so people can actually find me. But my name is Mike Finney. And my day job, I'm an iPhone software developer. And I've been a software developer for 10 plus years.
Wow.
And yeah, it's definitely been a good application of focus.
Yeah, so you mean focus in a way of when you develop software, you just have to be completely mindful when you're doing it? Is that accurate?
Well, I think that's certainly accurate. I think that in order to do software well and to be highly productive, what you do is you slip into the zone. And so what I mean by that is you basically get into the point to where your fingers are flying, the ideas are taking shape in the form of software, and then you just create awesome kick-butt solutions to help the world be a better place.
That's awesome. So besides software, I've known you from the Meditation and Mindfulness Discord online, and I've read a bit of your blog too. Could you tell us a bit about that background of you, the more, well, let's say the exploring of the meditation and mindfulness path, Finney?
Yeah. So, yeah, in the area of meditation and exploration, my most recent adventures is I'm exploring writing. So as you mentioned, yeah, I write on the blog that is associated with our community. And then I have my own blog at finneycanhelp.com. And so the future exploration that is before me is I need to take these things that I have written, put them together, and eventually have them in a concise book.
Nice.
So there are plans there. But yeah, the very beginning of my meditation adventure was with me as an explorer, which apparently is different than how other people have gotten onto the path.
With exploring, you mean you stumbled on it while exploring a certain... Was it a certain state of mind that you had, that others had? Was it psychology or was it a movie? What actually made you explore meditation?
Awesome. It's like, you read me like a book. Yeah, so... Well, okay, so in a nutshell, I first got introduced to meditation when my sister took me to see Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And I was watching Luke Skywalker, and he's sitting there, and there's these objects levitating, and I was like, what is that? Is he sleeping? Oh, okay. So... At that time, I was like, okay, meditation can make it so that I make objects levitate. Okay, I got to give me some of that. And so I went to the library and I went and asked the librarian, okay, I need to find out more about meditation. Have you heard of it? And so we went and found, oh, okay, here's some articles and here's, okay, great. So then I learned, this is what you can do to begin the journey of meditation in more of a Vipassana kind of style. So a mental focus exercise.
Right.
And then I learned a little bit about, okay, these are some different styles. And then here is some science that's being applied to the meditation world. And at that time, which is quite a while ago, what they had done was they were having the scientists sneak up behind the monks who were meditating and crash cymbals together to see what they would do.
It's a very scientific approach.
Yeah. And so depending upon the style that people were doing, the reactions would be different. And so what they discovered was those that were doing the open awareness meditation would just take it all in. And so they weren't fazed at all. They're like, okay, they're still doing their meditation. And then for those who were doing other styles, it would startle them. And to [S2] Right. [S1] Be clear, the monks had no idea that someone was going to sneak up on them and do this. And so apparently the scientist had an agreement with those in charge, right? Because they didn't [S2] Mm-hmm. [S1] Tell the people who were actually meditating.
Right. Yeah. It was part of the surprise, I suppose.
Right. And so I was like, okay, I see that there's clearly power in a good way here. I can learn open awareness. I think I'm going to start with, you know, focus on my breathing though, because that seems really straightforward. And so I went down that path. And plus, it seemed to be what Luke Skywalker was doing, right? And so my whole goal was, all right, I want to learn how to make these things levitate. But, you know, you had asked a good question in regards to, you know, was I around other people that had a like mindset or, you know, what the story was there? I grew up with friends that were interested in martial arts.
Right.
And I was doing gymnastics since I was 5 years old. And so together we would compare notes and we had a dedication to being disciplined in our minds and our bodies with the goal of self-actualization. Mm-hmm. And so that is the main thread that has run through my life is how can we optimize? And then as a result of such optimization, I came to learn that how can I be of service to everyone? Because that's part of my self-actualization.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I remember when I watched The Matrix when I was young, and I saw this fighting scene, and all the fighting scenes, they really inspired me to do it myself in my room. And I can relate to what you're saying. I also felt like, can I bend the spoon with my mind? You know?
Right.
There's yeah, no it's spoon. Amazing. Yeah, exactly. To your current practice, like, what is your current practice? And do you follow a specific tradition or teaching, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, so long ago I made a dedication to try to keep things pragmatic and easy to share with others. So I will, in that name of that kind of approach, I will do that right now.
Right.
There are three main practices, three main approaches that I do. Mm-hmm. And so one is a mental focus exercise modeled after Vipassana. So, you know, I lay my attention upon my breath. I become distracted. I bring it back. And my mental muscle has been built up some. All right, that's one.
Yeah.
The second one is loving kindness, which is I start with myself saying, okay, I love myself unconditionally, and I move out from there to another, and then eventually everyone and everything. And then the third one is open awareness. And with open awareness, I'm just taking it all in. And the way that I have been able to describe it best, it used to be that if you put your face really close to a TV and you're taking in all that raw data, mm-hmm. imagine that raw data that you see, the bare pixels from the TV, imagine that you could do that with all of life. Everything you see, everything you hear, everything you feel, you're just taking in the raw data
right.
without judgment. Then that's open awareness.
So it's like the source code in the Matrix. You see the source code beyond
right.
all the conceptions that you have of things.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like basically seeing the code behind the experience.
It's funny because it seems to connect with actually what you're doing professionally, which is also a lot of looking behind the scenes of all the beautiful visualized apps and see the raw data and work with that. Is that accurate? Could I say
yeah.
it like that? Okay.
Yeah, that's completely accurate. When a person is doing software well, they're creating worlds in their mind. And then what they do is they give shape and form to those concepts such that it bridges into real life.
Mm-hmm.
And then with meditation, it's the same kind of thing where it's, I am doing these things, but the best part for me is application of those things in real life, you know, off the cushion, as people like to say sometimes.
Right. And is that where you take open awareness? Because how does open awareness work? How do you go about doing open awareness meditation?
Right. So the way that I do open awareness meditation that has worked well for me, because I know it could be different for different people, is I begin by recognizing that everything is changing. And this notion of self that I have is not something that's permanent, because even though my name is the same, I change over life. And then when I recognize this impermanence, then I also couple that with taking in the raw data. And then I become one conceptually, which turns into a knowing, where I actually experience everything coming, everything going. And I truly feel like I'm, as I like to put it, the river.
What would you give as an advice to someone listening right now who maybe never tried meditation or is just starting on the path?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my advice would be, whatever your reason is for getting into meditation, I have found it extremely helpful to approach meditation with the attitude of exploration. Because, you know, although it's true that I have experienced benefits from meditation in the sense of managing stress and seeing things clearly, and even kicking butt in a professional environment, if you approach meditation from an exploration point of view, well, you get all that plus more. And if you're going to be an explorer, I highly, highly recommend that you actually have a purpose.
Right.
So for me, as mentioned, you know, my purpose was self-actualization. My purpose was, how can I live a wholesome life? A life that is in alignment with ultimately what has become, okay, how can I purify myself of things like greed, out of control anger and confusion, or just being lost in thought. You know, if I focus on optimizing how to be a better person, these things will move out of my way and I'll get all these other benefits. And then maybe I will add something more to the world than what would have been there before. My ultimate goal is, what can I do to help bring more paradise on earth, you know, or more heaven on earth?
Right.
In the sense that is helping people to flourish, including myself. So that's the great thing, is it's not about just me helping others. I'm helping myself too. So it fits into that. What goes around comes around.
Right. Well, Finny, thank you so much for joining in. We've got a great advice from you, and it was a great talk. And I'm just happy to have that talk with you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and there's just so much more that someday I could share with you again. So if it ever would serve well, I'm happy to come back.
If you'd like to know more about our community or are looking for a community about meditation and mindfulness, check out the link in the podcast itself. And make sure to check out themindfulcourse.com, where we have a free course on access concentration. Thank you for listening.